This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, coming at you from a blizzard. A blizzard, no power, but we will make it happen because this is our show, and we don't skip. It just doesn't happen because, as we will talk about today, my commitment and my ability to deliver is greater than my circumstances, whatever they are, and your ability to commit and to deliver is also greater than your circumstances, but we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. The other night, I did a live webinar for my winter clients, and every once in a while, after the first couple weeks, I try to do live Q&As about weekly every other week, but this time it wasn't a Q&A. I had a lot on my mind, a lot on my heart that I wanted to share, a lot of encouragement that I thought was really necessary in terms of creating change and not just battling for more willpower or more discipline, but fundamentally improving your life by choosing things that make things easier, that make life easier. And there was one particular idea or concept that I think got a lot of people fired up, and I want to share a bit of it with you today. As you hear this message, I have already opened up the spring 12-week coaching groups to the waitlist, and I will be sharing more here on the podcast in the next few weeks about, the next couple of weeks, I guess, about how we can work together, me and you, to create really meaningful, lasting change, not on again, off again change, not when you're doing it, but then you give up change, real, true, permanent change. So you can certainly get on the waitlist because registration is open already to the waitlist by the time this airs. Or you can just hang tight here and any available spots beyond the waitlist, I will open up here to podcast listeners, not in the next episode, but probably in the one after that. I do promise you that the next episode is going to be back towards the science side of things with another food as medicine episode, science-based series we've got going on there. That's what's coming up next. But today we're going to be talking more on the mindset side of things, and I want to get right into it. Who makes change difficult? You do. You believe that your problems, temptations, your habits are bigger, stronger, and more powerful than you are. And that's not the truth. That is just the story you tell yourself. And to be really candid, that's probably about 70% of the work I do with my clients, helping them realize that it's not the circumstance that's the problem. It's not the work schedule or the inconsistency or the evening eating that's the real problem. It's the stock they put in those things. Because giving it power, making it out to be this huge thing, bigger than you are, stronger than you are, more influential than you are, it's a choice. It's optional. And this message is very much related to something we talked about not too long ago in episode, I think, 247, about convincing yourself. We talked about how you can convince yourself that you can't get up when your alarm goes off, and alternatively, you can convince yourself that, in fact, you can. Your actions, your choices, your habit is going to reflect whatever you have convinced yourself of. I used to convince myself that I was an emotional eater, that I was really great at losing weight and terrible at keeping it off. And now I convince myself that it feels amazing to feel amazing, and I look for opportunities to do just that, to make choices that make me feel amazing. The next level, moving beyond convincing yourself, this next level can really
dramatically set you free is understanding that when you stop elevating your problems, your frustrations, when you stop arguing for them, they get smaller. And when they get smaller, by contrast, you are bigger, bigger than your problems. As you argue for, I can't, it's hard, I never, I always, as you make those declarations, you diminish yourself. You have convinced yourself that you are small, that you are weak in the face of your circumstances and temptations, that they are much more powerful than you are, and it's not true. It is a straight up lie. You've merely convinced yourself of it. You are more powerful than you've been pretending you are. Stop diminishing yourself. There really aren't all that many problems or barriers. There aren't all that many reasons that people struggle to prioritize their health, prioritize self-care. We just mess with the same ones over and over and over. And one of the biggest ones is that you believe in the power of your problems more than you believe in your own power and in your own solutions. When you're stressed out, you can very easily convince yourself that your stress is bigger than you are, that you can't stand up to it, that you can't win in the face of it. And it's just not true. You are bigger and more powerful than the emotion you believe in or than that feeling you are emboldening with thought. When you're trying to create a new habit or you're facing temptation, you act like that temptation or the choice required to foster that new habit is bigger than your capacity for change. You act like your past patterns, your present temptations have more power than you do. But you are infinitely smarter and stronger and more powerful than the box of crackers in the pantry, because that box of crackers in the pantry has no power. And you have so much. I shared not long ago on Instagram that we all have at our fingertips the most powerful force in the world. Every second of every day, we have the most powerful force in the world at our fingertips, and that is the power of choice. You aren't small. You aren't weak. You can certainly convince yourself that you are, but it's not true. When you give power to your circumstances, you not only convince yourself that they're bigger than you, but that you're smaller than them. As you elevate the circumstance, the problem, the temptation, you diminish yourself. You've got to get in the habit. Create the pattern of seeing yourself as more capable, more powerful, more than the circumstances around you, more than your emotions, just more. Because you are. And get in the habit of seeing your circumstances and your past patterns as powerless. Because you are the giver of the power. You assign the power to those things. Refuse to diminish yourself. Refuse. And practically speaking, that can take a few different forms. It begins with when you talk about what you can't do or what's hard. Change your belief there. A while ago, maybe a year ago or more, I shared it's strong, but it's also maybe a bit of an aggressive example, and it's entirely theoretical. But let's say that in this theoretical and admittedly aggressive example, you are struggling to stop eating after dinner. It feels hard. Some nights it feels straight up hopeless. And you have moments of like, I can't not do it. But if I came in with my magic, hypothetical, slightly aggressive wand and said, if you eat after dinner, your kids will die. The moment food passes your lips after dinner is over, your kids are dead. How many more times would you hem and haw over that handful of crackers, or over that spoonful of peanut butter, or over that one last cookie? Never? It would instantly become easy because you would know you held a tremendous amount of power. And you have the same amount of power right now. It's called the power of choice. The issue is that you've given that power to this other thing and you can take it back. And you don't have to wait for some crazy example that's never going to happen to take back that power. You just say, I'm bigger than this. I'm stronger than this. I haven't been giving myself enough credit. I haven't been giving myself any credit at all. What I'm saying is you have that same power now. It's in how you see it. It's in how you convince yourself. When you elevate your cravings, you diminish yourself. When you elevate your emotion, you diminish your power. Who makes it hard? You do. What do you do about it? First, just for today, acknowledge that you can be bigger than your circumstances. Start with just 1 hour. For the next hour, I will prove to myself that I am in fact bigger than any temptation. I am bigger than any stress I'm fixated on. I am bigger than any uncomfortable emotion that I am fueling with my attention. And I'm going to prove to myself that for the next hour, I am more powerful than any urge or temptation I face, just for the next hour. And you skeptics out there that are like, whatever, I won't care. 30 minutes in, I'll be standing at the vending machine getting a Snickers bar. If that's you, then you got to do some work. Because yeah, you can convince yourself of that. Like, yeah, right, fat chance. That's on you. You convince yourself of that. And that same power you have to do that, you have to say, you're damn right I can. And if you can't allow yourself to be coached, if you can't open yourself up to the possibility of more in yourself, more in your potential, think about all you're going to miss out on, right? You can step into this power right now, today. Remember, we have the most powerful force available to us every second of every day. And it is called the power of choice. It doesn't matter what's in front of us. It doesn't matter who's done what. It doesn't matter how we feel. It doesn't matter who has said what. That power never leaves us. And it is transformative. There is nothing stopping you. So begin to step into that power. Begin to practice that power. Stop diminishing yourself. Stop elevating your circumstances. Maybe you say, yeah, I want to hit snooze, but I am more powerful than that desire. That desire only has the power I feed it. I'm more powerful than my past patterns because they're in the past. They have no power at all. But me here, I have the most powerful force at my fingertips all the time, the power of choice. And I choose me. I choose my power. I choose my potential. I choose to change. That's where you begin today, now, right now. When you don't feel like eating that fat loss friendly dinner you planned for, remind yourself that you are more powerful than a moment of fatigue. The moment of fatigue only gains any authority when you give it. So that power still came for you, from you. Use it for you instead of giving it away. This is a decision. It is a declaration. You can convince yourself either way, but I'm begging you to step into your power, to refuse to diminish yourself, to refuse to elevate your circumstances. I want to wrap up with two things. First, there is no circumstance that takes away your power to choose. None. Think about that for a second. Do you understand how significant that is? How amazing that is? How empowering that is? How much power that gives to you? There is no circumstance in the world that takes away your power to choose. That superpower doesn't leave you. You can focus on what you can't do, what you didn't do, what you should do, how you messed up. And as you cling to those past problems, those present struggles, you make yourself small. And that's the problem. You're letting the excuse and the temptation be bigger than you are. And you're defining yourself in terms of weakness instead of defining yourself in terms of strength. You're overlooking your power, and it's insanity. What I want to do here on the podcast, what I want to do in every email that I respond to, what I want to do with every client I get to work with over the spring, is I want you to give less power to the problem and see that you have so much more in the power of choice that cannot leave you. It does not leave you. It is always with you. It is always there. And there is no circumstance in the world that removes your power of choice. I want to remind you guys lastly that the wait list registration for the spring 12 weeks of coaching is open to the waitlist. You can get on the waitlist by going to primalpotential.com and going to the Work With Me tab, or just going to the show notes page for this episode, primalpotential.com/465, which is this episode number. And lastly, I've got something super, super exciting to share with you. While I was, I think, on a plane back from California, I got an email from my contact at Thrive Market. I asked them if I could read it to you, and they said, I think that would be okay. So I am going to do that. I'm going to read to you the email that I got from my contact at Thrive Market headquarters. It says, in only a few short weeks, April 7th, we will be launching a groundbreaking frozen meat and seafood program, and I'd love your support in getting the word out. You are receiving this email because we'll be shipping you a sneak preview of our meat selection. Expect the delivery to arrive, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. Then it says, as I'm sure you've heard us say many times before, we started Thrive to make healthy living accessible and affordable for everyone. Side note, Elizabeth interjection here. How awesome is that? That their goal is to make healthy living accessible and affordable to everybody. I know you Canadians are like, hello, they're working on Canada. I promise. I know that. Anyway, it goes on. It says, our goal for Thrive Market meat and seafood is twofold. Number one, develop the highest quality, most ethical program in the country at prices every American can afford. Tears are falling in Canada right now. I know. Number two, address our broken factory farming system by reshaping the supply chain, driving our values back into the system by empowering producers and consumers alike to make positive choices for themselves and the environment. Finding high-quality, affordable meat and seafood in today's food landscape isn't easy. Farmers and fishermen alike have been pressured to cut corners to compete with the artificially cheap prices of large-scale commercial operations. Cattle are now raised on subsidized GMO corn feed rather than grass. Pigs are confined to crates. Chickens are cooped up in cages. And seafood is overfished with total disregard for bycatch. We've partnered with some of the most innovative, environmentally responsible farmers who share our values and commitment to the planet, those using ethical and regenerative raising practices, those who are committed to the restoration of soil and ocean health. Our hope is to share these offerings with our members and in the process, deliver a truly differentiated product at a competitive price while empowering our producer partners to continue and scale their incredible work to change the food system for the better. Back to basics, but better. Plus, our three new fulfillment centers used for frozen are sustainable. They're powered by wind. We've also gone to great lengths to ensure our packaging is sustainable too, using compostable insulation and dry ice. We'd love your help in driving a conversation about how the factory farming system is broken and how we can all do our part by eating less but higher quality meat that supports supply chains that are both ethical and sustainable. I have to tell you, it's Elizabeth again, the letter's over. It was clear to me. I don't want to make any assumptions. I get really excited about that. I get really excited. You know, they say that we vote with our dollar, and every time we spend a penny, a dollar, $20, we are voting for what we believe in terms of food and the environment. And I take that responsibility very seriously. And so I get so excited to work with a partner like Thrive Market that not only makes things super affordable, but also really values quality and sustainability and making it work for their partners too. And I'm just really proud of them. And I'm excited to be a part of this initiative. And you guys know I recently, just as a consumer, not as an affiliate or a sponsor or anything, started getting meat deliveries from Thrive Market. When I moved to Cape Cod, everything was more expensive. It was further away. And that really made a lot of sense to me. But I am excited to try this program from Thrive Market. So it's not live yet, but of course you might be listening to this in the future. So it might be live. Check out thrivemarket.com. I'm pumped about this program, not only because yes, please to quality meat at affordable prices, but also yes, please to being a part of something that I really believe in that is bigger than me and that benefits everybody, right? Nobody wins until everybody wins. And I think that that is a really great stepping point for Thrive Market. If you haven't given them a try yet and you're in the United States and can do so, if you go through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you will save an additional 25% on your first order. You'll get free shipping on that first order, and you get a free 30-day trial membership to check out what they have. I'm a huge fan. I share it on my Instagram stories. If you aren't seeing those, just pop over to Instagram. You can follow me at Elizabeth Benton. Super tricky. I got my shipment just the other day, I think actually just yesterday, and I shared that I got tomato paste, the Thrive Market brand that I'm a huge fan of. I got apple cider vinegar. I'm going to be talking about the science side of that here in the next couple of episodes, so stay tuned on that one. I got the coconut wraps, and then I shared a picture of my breakfast burrito with it. Oh my gosh, you've got to get the Nuco coconut wraps. But yeah, go through that URL, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. You'll get some extra savings. And I just want to publicly acknowledge Thrive Market for doing something that helps their consumers, doing something that expands their business. I'm all for that as a business owner. Go get it, make stuff happen. But also really doing it in a way that is thoughtful, and everybody wins. I'm really proud to be a part of that. I hope you guys are too. I hope you have an awesome day, and I'm going to get out of the cold basement and maybe go sledding, and I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.